The Michael Mara Show.
Oh, I met these twins today. I was all excited to meet twins, because I am always excited for that. That's exciting. But they were that crappy kind that doesn't even look like each other. I don't even know what they're called. You're not the real twins. I like the ones that solve mysteries and get pirate treasure, you know? Like the Olsen twins used to do all the time. That's what they do. They're the perfect twins. That's why Mary Kay couldn't help the police with Heath Ledger, because her and her sister are going to try to crack the case themselves. The Olsen twin way. Yep. We're going to do it by having a spooky sleepover at the old Ledger place.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number, 800-636-1067. You can text me also at WJFK1, standard rates apply, and send Buzz an instant message at Mike O WJFK. He responds.
He does.
He doesn't do it on the air, but he has a secret handshake club. But he actually responds to you.
I'll answer you.
You know, the handshake is not all that secret, Mike, but it is repetitive.
Let me see. Texter writes, Rob, Mike, ask Rob when the last time he took his kids to a movie. You couldn't get him to do anything outside for a nickel and a whisper of $100.
What?
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't understand.
The last movie they both went to and ended up pacing was the sequel to Madagascar. It was great.
Says Mike may be mocked for his money. What money? Stop it.
I said
everyone,
nothing.
Stop it. I'm going to give you some concepts here. Alimony. Pay cuts.
Oh, my.
Okay? Dramatic pay cuts.
Thank you very much. You wouldn't do that for a nickel and a whisper of $100.
I don't know what that meant.
I mean, neither.
I may be mocked for the money, but at least I don't pleasure myself to the Three Stooges.
What?
They're coming back at you. You see, and they're confusing.
And they are
confusing. It's much easier to... You know what? If we were having a competition as to who was on message, you son of a bitch, you'd be beating the hell out of me right now.
No. And besides...
That message that you so surgically implanted into the first weeks of this show has struck. Look at how proud he is.
First episode,
look at how
Mike.
Proud he is.
And sure, it wasn't the Three Stooges, Mike.
I swear to God,
it was Lou Costello's great ass that I pleasured myself to.
And the only other text I want to share is, hold on a second, all fat people fart at will, you effing liar.
Wow.
I love the texters. They're so filled with hate.
They are.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, listen, have you ever been out partying with your friends? This is for the males in the audience right now, for the guys in the audience. You're ever out there, you're partying, you might be going from one place to another place, and you stumble upon that party where they're like, 5, 6, 7 women, and they're either having a bachelorette party or they're having a birthday party for one of their friends.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you win it, and they're in that full party mode.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And they're having such a great time that they'll actually talk to you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
And it's so rare. Well, guess what? We're doing that for you. All right. We've laid the groundwork.
That's brilliant.
Mark the date, Friday night, February 6th, mm-hmm. from 9 until 11. Mm-hmm. It's Buzz Babe McKetsey's birthday bash.
Oh, man.
Now, we're all going to be out at the bungalow in Chantilly. That's 13891 Metro Tech Drive. It's online at bungalowforyou.com. We'll have balloons.
Balloons.
Excellent.
Yes. I wish we had one of those sashes like the bachelorette parties.
Oh, I think we might.
You see those birthday girl sash?
Mm-hmm. I'll get that.
Brilliant. She looked great. We'll have hats, even a birthday cake. The first 106 people will get their own birthday gift. One of them contains an 8-gig iPod Nano along with $21 to start filling it up. We're having a party. We talked about this, I think, last year. McKetsey, the underage Buzz Babe, is finally 21.
All
sure, at this
now.
Party, she's able to enjoy herself and party
and
like
others.
A grown up and others. And, you know, she's very popular with the Buzz Babes.
Very popular.
Very popular with everybody on this show.
That's right.
And you can get info and directions at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Mark that date, Friday night. That's a week from this coming Friday.
You don't want to miss this.
February 6th from 9 until 11. All of the Buzz Babes will be there, all 16 of them. We have 16 of them now in their birthday suits celebrating McKenzie's birthday.
Many people are surprised to find that she's not yet 21 because she's such an old soul.
She is an old soul. She's got a very, very, very interesting personality.
She does. She's ebullient.
Read between the lines, folks.
Here's another text you're writing. The most depressing 60 minutes of your life, Mike, was that Beth Ann's date or another of Rob's Christmas stories? That's from Nate in Sacramento.
Oh, Nate, that was well played.
Mike, ask Rob the last time. Oh, okay, we got that one already. All right, there we go.
You're
apparently, Rob haters are just a couple of peanuts short of a turd.
I don't know what that
you're bringing
means.
This out to people today, and I'm reading them.
You know what?
Because it's Monday, and I like reading my texts
on
Monday.
I like that the people that are against me don't seem to make a lot of sense.
So, the week... Yes, go ahead.
Do you think you could do a whole tech? I mean, a whole segment just reading texts?
Yeah, but it would be boring. Because then the ones
you.
That... no, it wouldn't be boring. It would be boring for me as well.
Okay.
I don't think I could. Is that an idea? Are you pitching an idea?
It's a no better time to do it.
Why don't you ask me that question again?
Do you think you could do a whole segment? I know what you're going to do. You're going to play the crickets. Forget
my
it.
God.
The question just stopped the show.
Do you know Beth Ann's the kind of person?
Yeah, I know Beth Ann. I didn't think about that.
She's the kind of person that brings a squirt gun to a fireworks show.
Let me tell you a story about our Beth Ann. First of all, I'm very glad you're getting out of the house and enjoying that.
Yes.
Second of all, you are paranoid about the three of us, and I can understand why, because we do pick on you a lot.
We do.
But it's only because you're so tough.
We love
you. But we don't, like, single you out to pick on you. You bring it upon yourself. Anyway, and I think you're absolutely right about the Debbie Downer comment that I gave you on the internet last night. But let me explain where I was coming from. I get done with the weekend with my kids. We had a great Sunday. Went to that Chinese restaurant, Peking Gourmet Inn.
Oh, very, very
that place
nice.
We like so bad.
That's right. Great.
Went there with the kids. You know, I just, if you want to see me where I'm happiest, absolute going away, it's, you know, it's when I'm with my fiance, Carla, and my daughters, and everybody's busting on me. That's when I'm, that is when seriously I am in a state of total and complete euphoria.
That's cool.
I probably shouldn't tell people this, that I enjoy it.
Well, you only enjoy it from them. That's from.
But when I read it from the textures, I like a little of that too. And I probably shouldn't tell people that, but I do enjoy it. It's always seemed to me when people are doing that to you, that means they're comfortable with you. And I've always enjoyed that. But when it's there with my family and everybody's kind of going, okay, Dad. And just rolling their eyes, but they're all having a good time and everybody's laughing. And, you know, I mean, the bottom line is Carla's closer to my kids' age than she is to me. So it's a weird little dynamic that we have there. But we had a great weekend. And then, everybody's got to get homework to do. Yeah. So, you know, and Carla's tired because she works her ass off during the week. So
and
everybody.
She has a lot of homework.
And she's got a lot of homework to do. God damn right, Rob. So everybody scatters to their different places and, does their own thing. And I chill out on the couch and, turn on 60 Minutes. And, you know, you're doing your work, and I said the whole thing was that I was actually going to let things roll off and not let, and we'll talk to Carmen Wong Ulrich. I was going to let it roll off my back and not bother me. And then I sit there and I watch 60 Minutes about DHL, and they talk about the thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people that have been laid off from, you know, from a shipping company. Yeah. I mean, can you really think in this country any more of a company where there'd be some stability than in a massive nationwide international shipping company?
You would think it would be bedrock. I mean, it really, would be unstoppable.
You know, next to the federal government, you know, who knows how long that's going
to
last.
Next to GM.
You know, you would say to yourself, you know, try living in Iceland today.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And I don't want to get people down, but I watch this thing, and it is absolutely heart-wrenching for two reasons. Number one, you really see, as Rob mentioned, a bedrock kind of company that you didn't see this coming from.
Right.
You see these wonderful people in, was it Wilmington, Ohio? Is that, I think that's where, I'm not sure.
Some town in
it's
Ohio.
It's a Wilmington there. There are a million
it's
Wilmingtons.
Ohio, yeah.
It's Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And you just see these people, and it's horrible. And it just kills me to watch this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, I've got tears in my eyes because I'm watching these people that are going through this. And secondly, we're all in a big corporation ourselves.
We're all subject to it.
You know, everybody at this company feels the exact same way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're day to day. Everybody's there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't know what's going to go on. You don't know what's going to happen. Everybody fears this. Everybody feels the same way. So I get done watching 60 Minutes, and I am effing bum.
You're down.
I've had a great weekend, and then I'm watching this, and all of a sudden reality comes back, and they do a little thing on the West Bank in Israel, mm-hmm. and how these people have been killing each other for thousands of years, and they're probably going to kill each other for more thousands of years. And it's just, I'm totally in a bummer state.
Right.
So Beth Ann normally sends me an email at the end of every weekend.
Uh-huh.
It's TMOS, the Mike O'Mara Show guest this week, and,
right.
and I go over that. And you know, if there's a problem, there rarely is.
Uh-huh.
I'll let her know what's going on.
Right.
And then she sends me this, and something. Okay, and there's some good guests this week, and I'm very happy about that. And then underneath it is this other email that says scary.
So a separate email?
Yeah. And so Beth Ann just sends me this, and at the time, I just perceive this as you're just sending this along,
right.
And this is why sometimes we call you Debbie Downer,
because
she sends me this attachment that comes to us from CNNmoney.com.
Uh-huh.
earnings, economy, / here comes terrible, the week ahead. Investors gear up for a deluge of weak earnings and the biggest plunge in the gross domestic product in 26 years.
Wow.
Ouch. And I believe I sent you, and I go through and start reading this.
I wish I had printed the email you sent me.
And it is, because it was
can
mean.
Can I go get it?
Yeah, you can go get it. Okay. Go ahead.
Can't you just picture Beth Ann watching The Simpsons and then saying, I think we want to send this along to
it's
Mike.
It's so depressing.
It is.
Debbie Downer. Like, I need to know. That the economy is tanking.
Yeah, oh, and I can't wait till Monday morning, Mike.
Like, we don't
you
see the companies
send it Sunday night.
You know, we don't see the companies going out of business. We don't see the tens of thousands of people being laid off. Right. We don't see the people still not getting loans to buy homes. We don't see all this. You know, thanks on my Sunday night, right after you did this, Debbie Downer.
Sleep tight.
Now today we come in and she says this to me right away. She says, "Listen. The only reason I was sending you that information," and she was right about this, was because Carmen Wong Ulrich was going to be on the show, and there was a lot of information, financial information, to go over in this that I could ask Carmen about. Right. And I think she was legit. But still, it had that feeling of Debbie Downer coming on and laying all this crap on me, because it's just circuit overload.
Has there ever been a piece of show prep you needed outside of normal business hours? Has anything ever been that urgent?
Not really.
She needs to send this to you. Mike, there's a lot of Beth Ann on that attachment. I mean, earnings, you might want to take a squeegee and try and get some of the Beth Ann off of it, because she chose to send that to you on a Sunday night.
Let me give you what she sent.
All right.
Earnings hit hard. With 15% of the S&P 500 having already reported results, fourth quarter profits are expected to have fallen 28.1%.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, December existing home sales are expected to have fallen to a 4.40 million unit annual rate from 4.49 million unit rate in November, going down.
That actually went the other way.
That didn't happen.
Yeah.
Tuesday, the January Consumer Confidence Index from the Conference Board is expected to hold steady at an all-time low of 38.
It went
unchanged
up,
from
actually.
December. Right. Well, you're saying what happened.
Right.
I'm saying that
right.
You know,
well, how it was
glad you're
to
giving
you.
Us the update, but I'm telling you, this is what I read last night.
Right.
Wednesday, Federal Reserve concludes its two-day policy meeting. Thursday, the durable goods order report is due before the start of trade. Orders are expected to have dropped 1.8%. I am reading this, and I am going, so did you find the email that I sent back to you?
Now, know that I send these things to you, I try to, by 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, and I pick them up. I don't look at my email until Sunday night. That's when I check it, because I'm off doing stuff.
Okay, so what I got back from Mike on Sunday at 8:12 p.m. was, thanks, Debbie Downer. I wasn't aware the economy was in the blanker. I'm glad you could pass
the S-er.
That along.
I said the S-er. Uh-huh.
I'm glad that you could pass that along to me so I could feel worse. Mike O. Thank you.
Good That's night.
Thank you very much. Well, I just thought I'd pass that along to you,
there you go.
Debbie.
Thank you.
But hey, look, I vindicated you. I think you were right. You sent me this stuff for Carmen.
That was it.
Just so depressing.
Sorry.
And the whole thing was depressing. And when we talk to Carmen, it'll probably be a little depressing as well. But maybe there's a ray of sunshine, and maybe this man has it for us. Let's get our very first news of the afternoon. Here he is, the man, the legend, Buzz Burbank. Take it away, buddy.
Me, I'm Manuel Manic Depressive. The index we used to forecast the economy was actually up 3% in December, the same amount the experts expected it to fall. Analysts say the credit has to go to the Wall Street bailout for freeing up more money. Home sales were up 6.5%, and experts didn't expect that either. On the downside, Home Depot is cutting 7,000 jobs, Caterpillar 20,000. The president's busy pitching his $850 billion recovery plan, and this week the lawmakers will debate it.
Imagine trying to get assistance now at a Home Depot. There's 7,000 less people in orange aprons to
next,
help you.
Next Sunday, Beth Ann's going to start emailing me obituaries.
Click the link.
That'll be nice. Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich has revealed he considered having Oprah replace Barack Obama in the Senate.
Yeah, we've got some very, very significant news for that. Coming up later in the broadcast, Buzz, Amy Roadblock.
Yes.
Former D.C. broadcaster that's now with the NBC Network.
Lovely.
She interviewed Blagojevich, was on the Today Show this morning. Later in the broadcast, we will have the outtakes. This is a tease from that, because what you heard on the Today Show, they have to use editing.
Sure.
And, part of this guy's whole deal is that, he's been recorded saying some very interesting things.
Oh, yeah.
So you heard certain stuff on the Today Show. This is just one brief excerpt that we acquired, and I think it's very interesting. This is Amy Roadblock talking to Rod Blagojevich.
Governor, how did the whole situation make you feel?
How the f*** do you think it made me feel? I'm f***ing embarrassed. You'd be f***ing embarrassed, too. I think the whole situation is f***ed.
That's a preview.
We'll have more of that later on.
Please.
Well, stuff you couldn't hear.
He is touring the talk show circuit today instead of attending his impeachment hearing.
And they say it's a pretty much a lock. He is going to be impeached, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's finally happened. Our first Facebook murder in England. Edward and Sarah Richardson.
Rob. Yeah, Mike.
There you go, Rob.
That's right. Well, you look at me. I'm not guilty, and I'm still alive.
The Richards-
so there, Mike O'Mara.
Okay, Rob.
That's right.
The Richardsons were having marital trouble, so she moved in with her parents. Edward desperately wanted her back, but she wouldn't speak to him. She wouldn't answer his texts. And then he saw she had changed her Facebook status to single. That's when police say Ed flew into a rage, busted open her front door, and stabbed her to death. Oh, dear. He's now been sent to prison for at least 18 years. And a peeping Tom's been arrested in Salt Lake City for watching high school girls locker room.
Hey, all right.
This four-times convicted sex offender was discovered by one of the girls' pants around his ankles, hiding behind a shower curtain.
Hello.
Officials say he may have been standing there for several hours.
Ew.
These stories and more at MikeOMaraShow.com. James Taylor attacked by wooden parrot. In your Hollywood buzz, I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, well, Buzz had some good news there. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of bad news out there as well. We'll get it all sorted out with MSNBC's Carmen Wong Ulrich when we come back after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.